I'll speak to the, you know, to these people that are afraid to move into a new modern way of marketing. And that's one of my first questions. You know, they go, no, I don't need to do that. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I go, well, have you ever tried it?
Right.
And it's almost like you're asking like a toddler to eat a new food. And they're like, I don't like it. And it's like, well, you've never tried it. How do you know? That's what it sounds like to me when I say to them, hey, you know, you have a jewelry store. Hey, you have a fishing guide service.
This is life. This is business. This is the world and what it looks like when people come together. This is the sound of Thio Media.
Hey everyone, how's it going? John Gerhardt's here, the founder of Thio Media, coming to you on both the Sound of Thio Media podcast as well as our YouTube channel. Here today with a partner, somebody I've been working very close with in the last, maybe 2-3 months now? I don't even know. Time's been flying by.
Might be over three. I think we started working in January. So
okay,
Yeah,
so maybe over 4 months now. His name is Blake Sterling. He's somebody who's been doing advertising in the digital space for a long time. Great partner to work with. And Blake, great to have you here today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, man. Great to talk to you. I love doing stuff like this. And I mean, it's been a pleasure working with you. And this is just another fun thing that we can do together. So I'm thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Yeah, so I remember we were talking recently about just the opportunities that, you know, are on the internet, right? You and I have actually never met face-to-face. We've only actually done these video chats where we're looking at each other a couple times. Most of the time, we're just communicating via Facebook chat, via, you know, an audio call. And it's crazy because the way I ended up finding you was just via, you know, like a Facebook group, a popular Facebook group, put in there, hey, I'm looking for somebody with some, you know, digital advertising experience. You reached out to me and it's pretty cool. I actually tell this story a lot. You know, I got a ton of messages, but you were pretty much the only one who reached out to me in a professional manner. You weren't sending me screenshots of your work the first second. You were just talking.
A website link right away. Just go, hey, boom.
To you, it was more important that, you know, you found a person that you'd like to work with. And it was the same thing for me. And I didn't really care how amazing somebody's results were if they couldn't be a person and have a relationship. Then that wouldn't fly with me. So glad we found each other. It's amazing the opportunities of the internet that are created. You know, by Facebook, social media, allow guys like you and I to work together halfway across the country. Actually, this morning, did a podcast with somebody from Michigan, you know, connected with him. connected with him in a similar way, actually. I just actually had an idea. So our conversation was about social media in schools and how teachers can use social media to help their students learn. Really, really cool. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with you and with everybody. But, the way I found him was I just had this thought, like, you know, teachers should be using social media to have a positive influence on their students. So I Googled, like, I don't know, like why teachers should use social media. And first link that popped up, clicked on it, happened to be an article by this guy named, Adam Burns. And, you know, reached out to him, we connected and ended up having this amazing conversation about social media, about the internet, just like the innovations that are going on in education right now. And it's just amazing, man, how many people you can connect with without ever leaving your house, without ever leaving your couch or your bed. It's pretty cool. So I'm happy that we were able to connect that way. I know you do a lot of business remotely via your house, right? That's where you are now. That's where I am now. So
the office.
Exactly. So maybe you could talk a little bit about your experience and with technology and how the internet has kind of enabled you to build a career, build a business for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, kind of like like you were saying, me and you met on the internet. We've never met face-to-face aside from these, which are kind of face-to-face. We both got good quality webcams. I know what you look like. I know you're not you know, not some crazy. Well, you might be crazy, but you don't look crazy. So that's but it allows you to meet not just 10 people a day, not just 50 people a day, and let alone you're not driving around. You're not wasting all this gas and all this time to go meet a potential client who might be interested, only to drive up there, talk to them, and not even get past the secretary at the door. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good. So the internet allows you to, I mean, you could potentially reach out and speak to or make contact with hundreds of people a day. If you think about it, an average phone call, like a cold call, I don't recommend cold calling, but I'm just saying an average cold call or even just a business call may only take 3 to 5 minutes, right? So if you're searching for prospects and you're cold calling, 3 minutes, there's 60 minutes in an hour. You could do 20 phone calls in 1 hour. There's 8 hours in a day. That's 160 cold calls you could make a day to people over the internet that you know, versus driving to each of these locations. And also it broadens you out. You know, you're not just focused on local businesses. You can do business with anybody, anywhere. Right. That's the power of the internet. And then another good example is people think to have, you know, like a presence or find or meet people and do business with people on the internet, you have to have this big expensive website and you have to have this big expensive ad budget and marketing budget. And while someone that does marketing and advertising, I want everyone to have a big budget because I want them to pay me to do it. But you don't have to have it. Me and you didn't find me by running a paid ad for your website looking for someone. You didn't post in a classified ad or like Monster or something like that. You made one post to a Facebook group that is used for ads and marketing. I saw it and I reached out. I mean, quick and easy, you know, and like you said, the way I reached out is what stood out to you. That's kind of the way I try to do it. Sure, there's always someone better and smarter than you, but I've done this for a long time and I like to think that I'm very professional in the way I do it. Mm-hmm. And I just think about what I would want. If I post up and I say, hey, I'm looking for someone to help me, and all you do is link me to a website, well, that tells me is you don't even know how to effectively reach out and speak to a client. Yeah, if I say I need help, and your response to me asking for help is a website link, what does that do for me? That doesn't do anything for me. I'm just saying, you make the website, pay someone to make the website, and you're just sending it out to people. Reach out with a personal touch, and that's where the internet's super helpful. Yeah. You can just meet so many people and connect with so many people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and so you may want to spend that 3 minutes making a cold call, or you spend 10 to 20 seconds sending an Instagram DM or a Facebook instant message, right? So, and then you can even make more and more calls and reach more and more people. So it's pretty amazing. And
I don't use like templates for that, but right, you can your base template. I recommend customizing stuff for people. You might have like your base script, like your base template might start out, you know, hey, I've done this and this for this, and I've done this, and then the rest of it is customized for the client.
Yeah, when we do engagement for our clients, we focus specifically on the person we're reaching out to, and we're making sure we're doing a few very specific things that are going to really get that person's interest. You know, it should be custom. It shouldn't be a cookie cutter. But
that's the website theme. If you just link me a website,
right?
It, standard. You're sending everybody to that. I don't feel any personal aspect of that. I don't feel anything. It doesn't do anything for me.
Right. Yeah. It's the same idea with any content you create online too. Right. I mean, so there's tons of websites out there where you could sign up and they have a video library of, you know, 500,000 videos that you can use for your real estate marketing or for your, you know, there's another website for social media agencies marketing, right? You can go on there, pull a video, they'll put your logo on it, they'll put your headshot on it, and they call that custom. But, you know, fact of the matter is it's a cookie cutter template. And when I see that, and when you see that, when people see that, they know it's fake. They know it's not a genuine video, and it's very easy to tell that stuff apart. So that's why, you know, when I create my content, I focus very heavily on custom stuff, on the very personal brand that you have built over the years, right? You've spent time, energy, and money for years on your business. So the people deserve to know about that. They deserve to know every drop of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears you put into your business. And that's what I try to do with, you know, my content strategy. When I teach people about content, that's what I try and teach them, is you got to be super, super custom, right? And there's certain ways we go about doing that, certain strategies we use to get that custom feel. But it's super, super important nowadays.
People know. People. So it's not 2005 anymore. It's not 2000 anymore. It's not like you tell someone, hey, I got a website, and they're like, what? How'd you do that? Everybody got a daggone website. You know what I mean? But back in 1999, when everything was done basically through straight HTML coding, if you were building a website, I mean, you had to code it. Okay. I mean, there was some kind of like WYSIWYG, like GUI, you know, drag and drop, but not really. You were coding everything. And it was tough. But you know, now it's 2019, man. People are not sure. People are dumb. And you know, anyone in sales, you always have to, you know, there's a joke. You have to assume that everybody is dumb, is ignorant to your product, right? They don't know what you're selling. They don't know what you're doing. That doesn't mean that they're an unintelligent person. So let me just clarify on that. What I mean is they don't know unless you tell them, right? So you have to assume people think that people are dumb. They're not, especially when it comes to the internet. People know now. People know when something is fake. People know when something is scammy. People know when your video is a cookie cutter, just template from some video site. Like, I see that all the time. I see these, I'm not going to mention any names or companies, but I see these companies all the time. And they're like, you know, best social media marketing videos available, you know, $100 a month or something. You're paying these people to have access to their video library of all these videos.
Right.
I don't see the value there, mate. I just don't. You're using pre-made videos, pre-made templates. I just don't see it, man. Make some custom content. And that's the thing. It's so easy. People are like, I don't have a camera. You got one of these? You got an iPhone?
Right.
It works well. And I think we talked about this before, and I'll recap it here too. The iPhone works, or an Android if you got one of those, but an iPhone works amazingly for social media photos and video because people don't see it as an ad. The whole trick is you don't want your ads to look like ads. So if your photographs and your video was done in that iPhone template, you know, where it, you know, it's that skinny profile, you know, if your videos look like they come from a cell phone, at least high quality, at least, okay, it can't look like a potato took the picture, but videos and photographs that look like they come from a cell phone, I've tested it a bunch. They perform amazingly well on social media because they look like, I was just like, hey, yeah, check it. They look natural.
Right.
So they work well. Now, I'm not saying anything against, I mean, don't get me wrong. A good high quality professional video is great, but it needs to be your own content. So if you would go, well, do I want a 1080p high definition video, professional video shoot, but it's not my content, it's some pre-recorded cookie cutter stuff? No, it is better to have your own content that might be slightly lower quality, but as long as it's still put together in a professional manner, it's going to get a good response.
Yeah, that's so true. And I tell my clients, I tell the people I train and work with all the time, that is 100% the case.
Yep, you gotta be genuine.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, right? You got to be yourself. You got to be true to your brand and your company. You were saying, and I like how you said that, you know, people know when you're not being yourself, right? It's the same thing. It's no different than face-to-face interaction. You know, I come across a lot of people who question social media. They put it in this category as, oh, that's the new school. I do things this way. I'm old school. I say, look, we're not doing anything any differently, right? I mean, what you're doing, you know, as your old school, when you're going to these, you know, Chamber of Commerce meetings and you're networking with people, you're meeting, you're shaking hands, you're introducing yourself, you're being your real personal self. We do the same thing. It's just the platform is different. We just take it from being in person to bringing it online. We're still engaging in the community, right? We're still giving people information and value and networking. It's just online. So I like to eliminate the distinction between the old school and the new school, because it makes people afraid, right? It, like you were talking about with the websites earlier, where it's such this daunting task it was in 1999. I think people have that same feeling now towards social media. They're scared. They think it's such a huge task. But the real thing is you've been doing it your whole life. You've just been doing it now on a different platform. You've been doing it face-to-face. You've been doing it via email. Now you can take that same strategy and apply it to social media. Now, obviously, there are some differences, right? There are some unique things, and it helps to know those things. It helps to have a knowledge of those things. And that's, you know, you talk to someone like you or me, we'll give you that information that you need to apply. But the general gist of it is that you're doing your same networking and community building. You're just doing it online versus in person versus in email.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of those old timers, if you will. They're like, oh, we'll do it the traditional way. And they seem like they're stuck in their ways because this is what has worked for them, right? Mm-hmm. I've set this example, this analogy to a bunch of these old timers, and you get them right here, you know. The Ford model, the very first model of Ford, it was the Ford Model T, right? The very first Ford that came out, the Model T. That worked, didn't it? That got you from A to B. That was a car that had an engine. It had four wheels. It had doors. Right. Would you still be driving that around today? Now, maybe some people with a lot of money soup one up. That's awesome, right? But as it stood, a factory stock Model T, it works, does what it needs to do, and it'll get you there.
Right.
But would you be driving that car down the interstate today? No, you would not. So when I have these professionals, whether it's a financial advisor, a doctor, a gym owner, someone, anyway, it doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, no, that's not how I do business. That's not how I was trained. What's wrong with making yourself better? What is wrong? Because that's the thing. I'm not telling people not to do this old school traditional marketing.
Right.
It does still work. You know it works because companies still invest money in it. But let's look at the companies that have failed to fully adapt to the new school way, and let's, you know, take a look at what's happening. For instance, you remember Kmart, right?
Yeah.
What's happening to Kmart?
Yeah, they're shutting down, man.
They're shutting down. You know why? Because, well, one, Amazon is doing that to a bunch of people, and Amazon is doing that because Amazon is on the new school wave of marketing. Now, does Amazon use any traditional marketing tactics? A little bit. Right. A little bit. You might hear maybe a radio ad for Amazon, but that's slim. Certainly ain't going to see no billboards.
Right.
And Amazon certainly doesn't have people standing in Walmart or Kmart with a little stand like DirecTV or Time Warner Cable. I'm there shopping, trying to buy my groceries. I'm not trying to talk to some random 20-year-old about signing up for DirecTV's dish package. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't care. Okay, I didn't come to Walmart to buy DirecTV. So when I see these companies that do that, they're big companies, but even still, I think it's a waste of time and resources. Traditional marketing is fine, and you can still do it, and it does still matter. However, look at the proof. Look at what is happening with large, hundreds of billions, almost a $1 trillion company, Amazon. They're not doing these. You think Amazon sends out, like I've done business with people, and they're like, I do postcards. I do postcards for my events. Does that not work? I'm like, why would you waste the money on a postcard? And they're like, well, because it puts a nice personal touch.
Right.
No, people don't care about that. I'm sorry. the world is too, maybe back in the day, remember back in the day, and even me and you were still young too, but you know, when someone knocked on your door, if you're sitting and you know, before like cell phones are big and you heard that knock, that was exciting. At first you're like, well, wait a minute, I hope it's not a robber, but you're like, oh, someone's here to visit me. You know, now of course you don't care. Same with right when email first came out. If you got a new email, you were like, oh, you've got mail. Whoa. Oh my goodness. Now nobody cares. Everybody's like, oh my God, you don't even check it. You've got thousands of unread messages. It's just, you know, I'm not trying to go on about it forever, but the proof is there. Yeah. Companies that don't adapt go under. Kmart going under. They go away. Yeah. Target, you know why Target ain't going under? Target's not dumb. Target's smart. Target said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the Amazon model. One, we're going to go straight new school marketing. Target does new school marketing like crazy, and their marketing campaigns are incredibly well done, and they just do a really good job. But also, two, they took the other factor of Amazon's model. Jeff Bezos based the whole Amazon model off of treat my employee right, and that in return will bleed into the customer. So by giving your employees everything they need and your employees are happy, they will make sure that the customer is happy because they love their job. That's why Amazon's minimum wage is like $13 to $15, $16, mm-hmm. depending on where you live.
$15 now.
Yeah, Kmart's gone. Target's minimum wage, where I live in North Carolina, is $12, but they just bumped it up to $13.
Right.
Kmart's minimum wage, $8, $8.50. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is you invest the money up front into your employees, pay them what they're worth, treat them what they're worth, and their performance will bleed back into the company and in return will go to the customer.
Right.
That's why Amazon will be the first $1 trillion company. That's why if you order something from Amazon, you can call them up and you say, hey, I ordered my new video game. I never got it. It just didn't show up. Even if you're lying. Now, I'm not condoning this. I'm just saying, even if you get your package delivered and you call Amazon and say, hey, you left it on the doorstep and it wasn't there when I got there.
Right.
No customer service employee at Amazon will ever question you.
Right.
They will never, ever make that into a big deal. They will never say, oh, well, we're pretty sure you got it. It doesn't seem like someone would take it from your area. Are you sure? Well, we need to review this, send this to a supervisor. We want to make sure, you know, can you send us some pictures? No, you call them and tell them you didn't get your package. You know what they're going to say? Well, would you like us to send you a new one or would you like a refund? They're not going to argue with you. The reason why is Bezos knows, and it's been proven, even if they're lying, take the loss up front. You know what's going to happen? You're going to go, well, dang, they fully refunded that package for me. I never got it. That's amazing. And 90% chance you're going to go right back to Amazon and continue purchasing products from them.
Yeah.
The whole point, they don't care if they lose $500 up front on you. They're going to make it back over your entire life, because right. Amazon knows they're not going anywhere. They don't care if I lost them $200, because I can't even, if I pulled up my Amazon account and saw how much money I've spent on Amazon, it's ridiculous. So that's what I'm saying. It's just the models, man. You have to adapt. You have to care more about your employees. You have to care more about the customer. And these traditional marketing methods are just, they work, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it's frustrating because people like you and I are very passionate about what we do. Yes, I love marketing. I love the science. I love the data behind it. I know you do too. We've talked about that before. But really, I like what I do because I get to help people and get to see their businesses grow, get to see them benefiting from the videos I put out, from the information I put out, right? I got a message yesterday on LinkedIn. Somebody was like, hey, man, you know, I've never really known anything about marketing. It kind of got thrown on my desk at work, and now all of a sudden I have to do all these campaigns and stuff. I've been listening and watching your videos, and they're really helpful. Just wanted to let you know that. And I was like,
awesome.
That's awesome. Like, just getting that feedback, that's why I do this, right? And, you know, same thing. I was at I had a marketing workshop recently and with another business owner, and he just talked about how, you know, our relationship has really enabled him to help grow the company, and what I've provided him. Yeah, with the services I provide, yeah, but also the education I provided him has helped him grow. So, you know, me and you do this because we generally care about people. We care about helping others. So it's frustrating when you know how much of an impact this could make for somebody, and they want to stick to their old ways. They want to stick to the traditional forms of marketing. And you know, literally in forms of dollars per year, they could be saving / making by investing in this new technology as opposed to sticking with the traditional
stuff. And that's why I kind of went on that little tangent there for a minute about just Amazon and Target and Kmart. I think they're just good examples. You know, they're just good examples. And like I said, you know, there are forms of traditional marketing that these businesses do still use that work. Like, for instance, Target is a retail store. So one of the traditional forms it uses that still works is they mail out little coupon booklets, you know, to residents and stuff like that. Amazon doesn't do that because they're all online, really.
Right.
I don't think they forgot that. If you're getting a coupon from Amazon, they're sending it to you via email or loading it directly to your Amazon account.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's just... And you hit a nail on the head there, like you said. It's because I genuinely do care because I know it works. And I've seen the results and I've seen how happy people are when they're like, oh my goodness. Like, I've never had this many leads, or I've never had this many sales, or I've never had this many people come to my rock climbing studio, or I've never had this many people show up at my restaurant. It just, it blows my mind that people see that big of an improvement, and that's why it's easy for me to retain clients most of the time, unless sometimes their product or service really just doesn't fit with what they're doing. I mean if you have a garbage product or a garbage service, the best marketer in the world can't sell it. If your restaurant has a 2-star review on Yelp and your sanitation rating is an 86, I'm sorry, okay, I can run ads, but I can only do so much.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, you're someone who doesn't just get involved in like the ad process. And that's what I also like about working with you, is like, if somebody does have maybe like a crappy sales process, right? So, you know, you're bringing them like, you know, hundreds of leads every month, but they're not executing on them. You know, you're someone who's going to say, not going to say, oh, well, not my problem, I'm bringing the leads. You're going to say, no, you know, hey, well, what are you doing? Let me learn about your sales process. What can we do to improve it? And you're going to actually try and improve that process. I mean, there's a ton of people on the internet who can run and get you leads, but you know, I think that's another example of bringing like the old school to the new school, right? You're not just doing this old new school tactic and then saying, ah, my job's done. I have no ties in this, right? You're getting deeply involved in the businesses and really helping them build the infrastructure they need to execute.
Exactly, because the infrastructure and the system is key. You can have the best marketing and ads in the world, but if your follow-up sucks, if your presentation sucks. I've ran presentations for all kinds of doctors and like functional medicine, traditional practices, chiropractors, all kinds of stuff, right? And I've seen stark differences. For instance, I have one chiropractor we run events for, and it's like a free dinner event. This chiropractor, he'll close 80% of the room. If I put 30 people in front of him, he's closing 80% of those people. And he's confident about it too. I don't want to say cocky, but he's confident about it. He'll tell you, he'll say, look, you put 30 people in front of me, 20 of those people are becoming patients. And I'm like, dang, okay, let's do it. And that's because, and this goes back to like, you can't get rid of all your traditional marketing, because there's one thing, one aspect of traditional marketing that will always be there, and that is salesmanship. I don't care who you are. You have to be able to talk to people face-to-face over webcams and over the phone. Salesmanship, that is key. And presentation, especially if you're selling a service, you have to be able to present it, or a product. I mean, you still have to be able to present it, but... that one doctor, he'll close 80% of the room. He referred me to another doctor that specializes in stem cell care. Started running ads for the stem cell doctor. Here's the deal. I have another stem cell doctor I run ads for. They'll close 75, 80% of the room all day. The reason why is the doctors who are doing listen to what I just said. The doctors who are doing the presentation show up very well dressed, very professional, and they know how to present. They know how to present the cost of the treatment. They know how to present the options for the treatment. They know how to present the service that they're selling, and they know how to present the cost of it. That's a big deal, because a lot of these things aren't covered by insurance or only partially covered by insurance. So that's huge. I start working with a new stem cell client, and I tell them, yeah, I get you leads. I'm working with another stem cell company right now, and they are closing 75-80% of the room, and they're super excited. I run their first event for them. I bring them 40 leads. They have a room of 40 people who, this hurt my feelings, because I felt that it was a big smack in the face to all of these people that took their time out of their day to stop what they were doing, drive to this event, attend this event, and come and see. So the presentation starts, but it's not the doctors, first off. That blew my mind. The doctors aren't even there. The people presenting are like they're like sales associates or whatever. So they're presenting to a room full of people, stem cell therapy treatment, and the people presenting are not the doctors. They're not well-versed and knowledgeable on it. And they're not even professionally dressed. They showed up in khakis and a polo. And sure, khakis and a polo is professional. Heck, I mean, I work for myself. I consider blue jeans professional if they're nice, right? But not speaking to a room of 40 people about a $5,000 to $10,000 stem cell therapy treatment. That is not professional. No. And then, let alone the price presentation, there was no presentation on, hey, you know, you can make payments on it, or it's this, but we can do this. If there was none of that. They said, average cost of treatment is $5,000 to $10,000. Next, and they just move right past it.
Right.
They closed out of that room of 40 people. Do you know how many people they closed that night, Jonathan?
I'll be nice and say they got five people. I'll be nice.
No, I'll show you right here. Boom, big old goose egg. They didn't close a single person. Right. Yeah, and of course, me, instead of, you know, oh, well, that's – yeah, no, I want them to succeed because I want them to see what the other stem cell doctors are saying. I want them to succeed because I want them to be happy. I want them to refer me. Yeah. I did my job, right. But instead of just going, oh, I did my job, y'all are bad at that. No, what I did is I told them how I would have done it. I used examples of how the presentation should have gone, from the knowledge I have from all of the other clients I've worked with.
Right.
We have another event coming up for them in about 2.5 weeks. And if they follow every bit of advice I've given them on the presentation and the sale, they will close at least half of the room. I'm positive. Half of the room. So, but that's the thing, you know, that's the thing. You have to care about your client's success, even if it's not your job.
Right.
Marketing and advertisement industry is not a, that's not my job industry. It's a, you're hiring me to get your business sales or leads. If I see something on your website, sure, I'm not your web designer, but if I'm running your marketing and ads and I visit your website, and the moment I visit your website, a huge red flag pops out at me, you better believe I'm going to fix it or tell you it needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. If I don't have access to it, I'm not here to just take your money. That's just not good. If someone comes to me with a product that is awful, and I don't see any way to make it better, I'll tell them, I'm sorry, I can't work with you.
Yeah.
If they come to me with a product that's awful or a service that's awful, and I see a way to make it better, I will make those suggestions.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the beast, man. You got to care. Yep.
Yeah. And I think that's really the determinant of success. I mean, pretty much in anything, very much so in this business, especially because you're not meeting people face to face, so you don't get that liberty of you know, them trusting you because they've met you, because they've shaken your hand. No, they got to trust you and believe in you because you convinced them. So because you show them how much you care. I mean, that's that much more important when you don't get to shake their hand. So yeah, man. I mean, I think that's the reason why you have had the success that you've had. That's why I think we work great together, is because we both have this shared passion for helping people and for going the extra mile and not just stopping at what is necessarily within the bounds of your job or your scope of work, right? It's going beyond that. And then it is challenging and frustrating when people don't want to listen. I mean, there's nothing you could really do at that point. you give all the information you can, and you do your best to try and suggest changes that you think you've worked, right? You've done this for a long time. You've seen what works and what doesn't. And you also stay up to date on the latest. So yeah. When things are changing, you know what the latest is, right? You know what those changes are. You know how to react and to those changes.
Pay attention, you know, for example, with one of the real estate clients we're working with, you know, Facebook changed their whole real estate outlook. You can't target people that are looking to sell a home that have recently sold out. You can't target these things anymore for real estate. Maybe they'll bring some of those features and functions back, but, you know, now you have to think of new ways to target people. From last time I checked on the campaign, I think we've got it on like a $15 budget or something. And I mean, it's like what, been like 30 plus leads in the past week and a half on like a $20 a day budget or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, they're flying in. He is thrilled. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I hope he is. And the great thing about those real estate leads, and I tell people this too. I have clients all the time. They'll call me confused or like, hey, we got leads that were low quality or leads that, you know, whatever. It's Facebook, man. Everybody and their mama has a Facebook, okay? It's going to happen. What I try to tell people is, especially starting out. Now, after 6 months, your pixel is strong. It is honed in and it is accurate. And after 6 months to a year, the low quality, which I hate when people use that term low quality, because in the end, you still made the connection, right? It doesn't matter. You still made the connection. They may know someone. They may have a friend, like especially for service-based, like financial advisors. They'll say, hey, you know, three of the leads today, they didn't even have, you know, $10,000 to invest with me. Okay, that's fine. Did you talk to them? Did you act like you cared? Were you sincere with them? No, I just hung the phone up. Well, I'm not saying that they do, but you know why? That person may not have a lot of money, but their best friend or their boss or something. Make the connections. That's what's most important. Make the connections. Every time you talk to someone and tell them what you do and who you are, that matters. Okay. Yeah. Even if the person can't afford it or can't do it, it doesn't matter. It matters.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you got to make the connections with the leads and that's the other thing too, with Facebook, people say, you know, like, oh, well, not every lead is solid. Well, it's like that with anything, but at least with Facebook, you can track it. Right. If you're running a newspaper ad, how do you know that? You don't know any stats about that. If you're running a billboard, you don't know any stats about that. That's what I'm saying. You can track these things and you can optimize these things. Every time a Facebook pixel makes a bad conversion or a bad spend, like if it spends $50 on an ad with a certain copy or a certain image and it gets no results, it doesn't just go, oh, I got no results. I'll try that later. The Facebook pixel, you know how people say, you know, mistakes are the best teacher. You know what I mean? Same for the pixel. When the pixel makes an error and spins without a result, it remembers that. It remembers, I spent to this demographic at this time in this style, and it didn't work. So I'm not going to do that again. So the pixel learns from error and from success.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super cool. Yeah, you know, and it's important to stay on top of these things, right? Even with the platforms themselves, they're changing, and they're changing in relation to each other, right? So I can even back up and say, you know how Amazon went from zero to whatever to a million, even is from like the early 2000s, Google AdWords were like the cheapest thing going, and they bought every single term, you know, buy books online. Books, online library, right? They bought all those words, and they were the number one investor in Google AdWords through the Google AdWords period, where that was the cheapest way to market, and that's why they got to where they were. And now they're transferring a lot of those dollars onto social media because they're realizing that social media now is cheaper than Google, but they're staying ahead of the curve. And there's a lot of, you know, it's important that me and you keep our clients up to date on that stuff, right? Because one thing that's going on right now that I'm noticing is that, and I'm sure people are noticing this, right? Facebook, Instagram, it's starting to get a little bit more difficult to reach people organically on those platforms, right? There's more and more businesses coming on. There's more and more competition to get your stuff shown, right? They're changing the algorithms every day to cater to the people who are putting out good content and cater to the people who are spending a lot of money on the platform. So it's getting more difficult. So it's important to know how to continually take advantage of these changes. It's important to know where to spend your time and energy, right? If you're only one person, if you're only a small team, you should spend the majority of your time on the best platform for your company, right? So, you know, for me, I'm B2B. Right now, I'm spending like 80% of my time on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is actually crazy because right now, the organic reach on LinkedIn is better than any other platform because they haven't changed their algorithm yet as much as the other ones have. It's still pretty much that if I follow you on LinkedIn, I'll see your content eventually. It's a little slower because people aren't on LinkedIn as many times a week as they are on Facebook.
Exactly.
But there's ways to take advantage of these things. There's ways that to take advantage of this. And so I'm spending 80% of my time on LinkedIn, but I'm still on all the other platforms. And I'm dipping into new platforms too, right? We're talking about Amazon Alexa and voice, right? Maybe that's the next frontier, right? There's a whole strategy to go along with that. So as I'm spending the majority of my time in one place, I'm dipping into other places. I'm dipping my clients into other places. And it's important to be testing out those new things because one day, you know, we might not be looking at the phone at all. We're just going to be talking to it, right? And so what's going to happen when all of a sudden you don't have an audio brand? You don't have a sound to your company. People don't know what Thio Media sounds like. Once you're on audio, they're not going to recognize me. So I got to make sure that I'm putting out podcasts, that my videos end with a nice sound that is uniform to Thio Media so people recognize it. So when they hear that sound again, they know that it's me, right? Like think about Nike, right? Their slogan, right? They have Just Do It, right? When you hear Just Do It, you think about Nike.
Every time. Brand recognition. We've talked about that a lot. It's huge, man. You gotta have it.
I rambled a little bit there, but basically the concept is it's so important to stay up to date. It's so important to be dynamic, to be able to very quickly adjust to what's going on in the platforms because they are changing every single day, every day.
You have to be, and that's kind of goes back to what we were talking about too with the new marketing method and the traditional marketing method. You have to stay up to date. And like you said, testing wise, right? Like that's the other thing too. So like I'll speak to to these people that are afraid to move into a new modern way of marketing. And that's one of my first questions. You know, they go, no, I don't need to do that. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I go, well, have you ever tried it?
Right.
And it's almost like you're asking like a toddler to eat a new food. And they're like, I don't like it. And it's like, well, you've never tried it. How do you know? That's what it sounds like to me when I say to them, hey, you know, you have a jewelry store. Hey, you have a fishing guide service, whatever. You know, it's funny story about that is actually – I do work with a guy who owns a fishing guide service. He's like a 55-year-old guy. So he's super old timer. And I reached out to him and he thought I was the dumbest thing he'd ever spoken to when I first talked to him. I said, hey man, I saw on Google when I searched for fishing guides, I saw you come up on Google, but you were really down low to the bottom. And then I noticed that you don't really have a website or anything. How do people book with you? He's like, oh, well, I've been around for a long time. I put flyers out. I got business cards. He said, all of this little thing. And I said, man, I said, why would you not have a website? And he said, because I don't need all that. Why don't you need all that? He said, oh, because I don't need it. I said, have you ever tried it? He said, no, and I don't care to. You sound like the 4-year-old talking about the broccoli, man. No, and I don't care to. So what I did for him is I said, okay, how about this? I said, why don't I just make you a website? And he said, what do you mean? I said, I will just make you a website. He said, I don't want to pay for none of that. I said, no, here's the great thing. You don't have to pay for anything. I said, I will make you, because I can whip up a basic website in an hour. I mean, it's not hard, especially for something like a fishing guide service. All I needed was essentially a home landing page with like a background with a boat, someone fishing in it, and then like a place to enter your information for a lead. And I did a little offer like 10% off your first guided fishing trip or something like that, right? I made him the website. And I sent it to him. And the moment he landed on the website, he said, whoa. He said, this is mine? And I said, well, it's not yours yet. I said, how about this? I said, why don't you let me? I said, just give me permission and I'll do it. I said, I'll make you a Facebook page, everything, and I'll pay for the ads out of my pocket. Now, I don't recommend doing this with everybody, but I, for some reason, this old man struck a chord with me. He reminded me of my grandfather. I'll be completely honest with you. That's why I did it. And I love to fish. I'm an avid fisherman. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a Facebook page. As long as I have your permission, I'll make the Facebook page. I'll put your logo on there. I'll link it to my debit card, and I'll just run you a little $5 ad campaign. Do you think I care about spending $5 a day on this guy's ad? No, I don't. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's like a financial advisor paying for a client's lunch. You know, it's not a big deal at all. I ran him $5 a day ad campaigns. He called me the next week and he said, man, I'm booked out for the next 2 weeks. I said, it works. And I was like, of course it worked. And now he's, you know, he's a great client of mine and he's an autopilot client. He pays me. I mean, I haven't told you his name or anything, so I can tell you, he pays me $500 a month, and I do maybe an hour's worth of work every week for him. That's it. Because he's a strict autopilot client now. We've built him up so well. We've built his offer up so well. His pixels trained up so well. I just check his ads every, I say every day, but maybe not every day. But I've looked at these numbers so long. For some people to go in and audit an ad account or to check an ad account for people to like review the data, it may take them 30 minutes to an hour to look over all the data. Me, I have my templates and I have everything saved. So when I go in to look at an ad account, I select my templates to show the data that I want to see. And I have it all set up perfect and I know exactly what I'm looking at. I can audit a random ad account. You could come to me with some person who I've never even spoken to. Say, audit their ad account. I'll be done in 10 minutes. So I check his account every day or so. And he calls me. I mean, in this line of work, honestly, when you have less communication, it's usually a good sign. Mm-hmm. Like, that usually just means things are going so well, we don't have to communicate. And that's typically what it is. I talk to him maybe every few weeks. And it's typically something like, hey, man, thanks a lot. Just send me the renewal when it's time for me to pay you again. That's usually how the conversation goes, you know? So, yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah. So, I mean, we're coming up on our hour here. I know we both got to get back to work, but I mean, look, so really, really great talking to you, right? We got a big workshop coming up, between the two of us, right? Dates aren't finalized yet. Location isn't 100% finalized yet, although we're narrowing it down, but it's going to be awesome, right? So if you're a personal brand, right, that we're really going to, we're looking for people who are a personal brand, right? So you're a real estate agent, you are a financial advisor, you are somebody who has a small company, maybe you're a personal trainer, right? Or you're just the face of your company. You're the face of a small company. We are going to be putting on a like half day workshop on a Saturday, probably in early June. That is going to be the best half day you could spend your money on in terms of getting value for your time. And we are really looking forward to that. Going to be talking about everything we talked about today, but diving into way more detail, diving into way more specifics on exactly what you can do in 2019, in June 2019, because that's how often it changes, right, by the month, to grow your business, to grow your brand, to increase your revenue, get more customers, right? So that's our focus. I'm really looking forward to that workshop. I don't know if you want to give your 2 cents on it real quick. And
I am excited to do it because I love, I know I've told you, but nobody else knows, but I'm actually a licensed auctioneer also, so I do it on the side. But I love presenting. I love being in front of people. I love talking. I love sharing knowledge and training and teaching. It's a lot of fun. And this little half day workshop we're doing, I mean, it's going to be, you could show up there with just an idea, right? Like, of course we want people that are already established, but hey, if you want to pay for the half day workshop, I don't care. Show up with just an idea. And when you leave, you will have a marketing plan for that idea. You'll have an advertisement plan for that idea. Yes. You will know exactly how to build and grow your brand the right way on the internet in 2019. Yeah. And I mean, it's I'm really excited too, because I can't wait to just hear the reactions from people. It's not about the money. What I can't wait for is at the end of the day, saying bye to every person that came, shaking their hand, and hearing their comment and their review on what we did. Hearing them say, hey, man, it was awesome. This section here was the best. Or, oh my goodness, I never thought about that for my business. Thank you. That's really what it's about, man. That's what makes me feel good. And that's why I love doing this type of work. But yeah, no, I'm super excited. And I mean, I would encourage anybody, anybody who wants to learn how to grow a business. And like I said, not just grow a business, kind of, not just a traditional marketing. I'm talking really actually have a marketing plan, an advertisement plan, a branding plan, brand recognition, brand trust, how to build and grow all of this on the internet. We're gonna cover it all, man.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right. So my big thing is a strategy, right? So when you have, there's so many things that you gotta manage in a business. Most people, they know, if you're not doing it, like, there are some old schoolers that aren't doing it, but most people are doing it. But what is your strategy? Are you really like driving results? What's your ROI on every dollar and every hour that you're putting into your marketing plan? That's what we're going to figure out. So super excited. Can't wait. Thanks again for coming on today. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to flying out and doing this event with you, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. All right.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
All right. See you later.